Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Cannella, De Leon, Fuller, Gaines, Calgioni, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leva, Liu, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Wachowski, Wolk.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Members, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing and we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Walk.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence. God of all creation, once again it is spring, and the land is coming up green. Unfolding outside our well-drawn boundaries and urgent schedules. The willows are dripping honey color into the rivers, and the mother birds are busy in manger nests. And we are learning again that for everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. O Lord, you have sketched the lines of spring. Be with us in our unfolding. Be with us by a grace, a warmth, a light, to unfold our lives to new beginnings, a spring within us as well as around us. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Members, without objection, a photographer will be allowed to be on the floor for today's session. Seeing no objection, thank you very much. Under privileges of the floor, Senator Bates, are you prepared?
Thank you, Madam President. And members, I rise today to introduce two of my non-voting constituents on the floor who are visiting the Capitol today while they're on spring break. Rebecca Madden, who is 12 years old, and her sister Rachel Madden, who is 6 years old, live in beautiful Encinitas in San Diego County. They are here visiting their grandparents, Vince and Margaret Madden, who live here in Carmichael. Please join me in welcoming Rebecca, Rachel, Vince, and Margaret to the state capitol of the day, and thank you. And they're right in the back. I hope you guys are standing up. Oh, there they are, here today.
Welcome, ladies. Thank you, Senator Bates. Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Madam President and members. Today, I rise to speak on behalf of Senator Sharon Runner, author of a Senate resolution to promote usblooddonors.org. And George Runner is somewhere in the back to stand in also today. And I'd like to introduce, joining us are the founding members and advisory board of usblooddonors.org, Executive Director Tavish McGregor, singer Pat Boone, actor Robert Hayes, and philanthropist Andrew Barth. USblooddonors.org is a nonprofit organization that seeks to address life-threatening donor shortages nationwide. It was founded in 2001 as a way to alleviate blood donor shortages, especially in the Los Angeles area. USblooddonor.org saves lives through its National Donor Registry and Standby Donor Plan, which enables life-saving service organizations to reach donors when an urgent crisis, or need arises. The organization has also embarked on an innovative social media campaign through its social media volunteer plan, which helps get the word out, which they informed me today was one of the more important issues for them about donor opportunities, particularly in wake of a catastrophic event. Now in its 15th year, usblooddonor.org has worked tirelessly to mitigate donor shortages throughout the U.S. And if you haven't memorized the usblooddonors.org website yet, hopefully you will. Please join me in recognizing usblooddonors.org for their hard work on this important cause. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Fuller. Welcome to the Senate floor, gentlemen. Senator Wolt, for what purpose do you rise?
For purposes of introductions.
Please proceed.
Colleagues, today in the gallery, we have a group of hardworking college students from my district who are taking time out of their studies very briefly to tour the Capitol. These students attend UC Davis and Sac City College. I'd like you to welcome Lydia McConan, Shayna Griffin, Maddie Thomas, Maddie Ong, Maddie Harnett, Sydney Becker, Michael Hamming, Emily Baker, Kaylee Lucas, Jerry Saldivar, Sarah Rogers, and their leader, Nate Bentham. Thanks for coming. And I would like to also introduce in the rear of the chambers, Dixon High senior Maddie Larson, who's interning in my office for the day. Please join me in welcoming these wonderful students.
Welcome to your state senate. Thank you, Senator Wolk. Senator Hertzberg, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam President. For purposes of introduction.
Please proceed.
Thank you so much. So many members here who've had the opportunity to travel to the Barona Reservation in Lakeside, California. If you go to that reservation to get to the casino, you've got to go on Harry Hertzberg Way. Harry Hertzberg Way was named after a gentleman who happened to be my dad, who died 29 years ago. Well, about 15 years ago, we got this bean sprout, my brother's son, my nephew, stand up, Harrison Hertzberg. They don't make Jewish people that tall. Harrison Hertzberg, who lives in Spirit Lake, Idaho. My brother is an inventor, has Invention Ranch. If you ever saw those cheesecake slicers, those round cake slicers, the wax paper, that's Billy Hertzberg's food tools machine, among his many other inventions at the Invention Ranch. In the back of the chamber, my brother Bill Hertzberg, his wife Anna. And I want to welcome to the floor Harrison Hertzberg, the great namesake, my nephew.
Welcome, Hertzbergs. Glad to have you. Thank you, Senator Hertzberg. Members, are there any other privileges of the floor? All right, we will move on to messages from the governor, which will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, Joint Rule 62A will be waived for the Budget and Fiscal Review Committee to meet on Wednesday without 4 days' notice in the daily file. Seeing no objection, so will be the order. All right, members, we are moving on to consideration of the daily file.
Senator Allen has an introduction.
I know, I was going to talk twice.
One moment, members. Senator Allen, for what purpose do you rise?
So I'd like to introduce, along with my good colleague, Senator Hall, who also represents Torrance, the wonderful group of Leadership Torrance folks who are here. Leadership Torrance is an organization that brings together rising leaders in the Torrance community and teaches them about all of the various aspects of civic life. And they get to work with both on the business side and in the nonprofit side and government. They're here up today in Sacramento learning about state government and getting an opportunity to see our work in action. And I'm just excited to introduce them all here. Mark Warnick, my good friend on the Lomita City Council, is here, and all the folks from Leadership Torrance, who I think Isidore just had the opportunity to speak to.
Senator Hall.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to just ditto that. And these are the best and the finest of the South Bay, and we're honored to have them with us in the state's capital. And please, senators, give a round of applause for our colleagues and our business leaders of the South Bay. Thank you.
Welcome to your Senate floor. All right, members, we're going to move on to consideration of the daily file. Mr. Secretary, under second reading, please read.
Senate Bill 1053 with amendments, 1294 with amendments, 955 with amendments, and Senate Bill 1213 with amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. All right, members, we're moving to Senate third reading, starting with item 48. Senator Wynn, pass on file. Thank you. Item 49, Senator Liu, not at her desk. Pass on file. Item 50, Senator Mendoza, are you prepared? Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 116 by Senator Mendoza relative to adult education.
Senator Mendoza.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I'm here to present SCR 16, which observes April 3rd through the 9th as Adult Education Week in California, honoring the teachers, administrators, classified staff, and students of adult education programs statewide for their efforts, persistence, and accomplishments. Adult education.
Members, we're a little noisy.
Thank you, Madam President. Adult education in California public schools offer free to low-cost classes for adults ages 18 and older with program and services provided in adult schools through K-12 school districts and through community colleges. Students can earn a high school diploma, general education diploma, learn to read, write, speak English, develop skills to become a U.S. citizen, and obtain a short-term career training. It is a very valuable program for many adults in California. At this time, I would like to take a moment to recognize some special guests and leaders in this field of adult education. They all have a strong commitment to helping others and serving our adult education students to ensure they receive the best education possible. Here with us in the gallery, we have Nancy Martinez and Andrew Santana from the Montebello Unified School District. We have Victoria Abate from the Mount Diablo Unified School District. We have Sue Gilmore from the Sacramento City Unified School District. And also Adriana Sanchez Aldana, Executive Director from the California Council of Adult Education. So please, in conclusion, members, I ask that we warmly receive our guests here today in the gallery and ask for your aye vote. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator Mendoza. Welcome. Mr. Secretary, please call the... Oh, any debate or discussion? Seeing none, would you like to close?
I just respectfully ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Senator Mendoza. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Block. Aye. Canella. Aye. De Leon. Aye. Fuller. Aye. Gaines. Aye. Galgiani. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hall. Aye. Hancock. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Hill. Aye. Wesso. Huff. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Aye. Leno. Aye. Leva. Aye. Liu. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Aye. Wynn. Aye. Nilsson. Aye. Pan. Aye. Pavley. Aye. Roth. Aye. Runner. Stone. Vidak. Aye. Wachowski. Aye. Wolk.
Please call the absent members.
Berryhill. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Wesso. Huff. Aye. Mendoza. Aye. Runner. Stone. Aye. Wesso. Aye.
Ayes 39, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Item 51. Pass on file. Thank you, Senator Hertzberg. File item 52, Senator Allen, not at his desk. Thank you, sir. File item 55, Senator Mendoza. Oh, so sorry. File item 53, Senator Jackson. File item 53. Pass on file, very good. File item 55, Senator Mendoza. Oh. File item 54, Senator Wieckowski. Thank you very much. File item 55, once again, Senator Mendoza. Pass on file, very good. File item 56, Senator Mendoza. Pass on file as well. File item 57. That's okay, very good. That finishes Senate readings, Senate third readings. Now we will return to motions and resolutions. Members, this would be the time to do adjourn in memories. Senator Stone. I think I see you.
Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome.
Members and colleagues, I rise today to ask you to join me in adjourning in the memory of Desiree Ava Grace Chechen, who sadly passed away on March 16th of this year. Desi was born in Palm Springs, and her parents, Laura Pallotta and Terry Chechen, were joyous when Desi was born in 2009 and joined her brother Derek and her sister Deja Sandovar in Palm Springs. Desi loved her life, and her spirit was bright, and she looked forward to her life as a part of a loving family. In April of 2014, Desi and her parents found out that she had a large tumor in her abdomen. The tumor was the result of a neuroblastoma cancer, and she spent a courageous 23 months fighting this deadly disease. Over the course of her fight, local media latched on to Desi's story, and their help in raising awareness of this deadly cancer has helped so many families who've had to suffer through this painful ordeal. The team at the Coachella Valley Community Center did everything they could to save this young girl's life, but the cancer had spread and her life was taken much too soon. Desi showed courage. She showed resolve. I'll never forget the day that I met her. She was a beautiful young lady. Her journey through her battle was documented through her Facebook page, where she posted almost daily the joy of her life, through living life and experiencing the joy that comes of sharing her stories with others. I'm asking that all of us today reflect upon our fortune of being healthy. We all have our partisan differences, but what Desi's story tells us is that we all have an opportunity to make other people's lives better. We all have a chance to make our society a better place. Desiree Ava Grace Chechen was taken too soon by a cancer that she couldn't avoid. Her story has inspired many to become more involved in their community, and she will be forever remembered for her courage and her love of life. Thank you for letting me adjourn in the memory of Desi. She will live in our hearts forever. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator Stone. Senator Morlock.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to adjourn in memory of Roderick McMillan. He was born March 27th, 1927 in Los Angeles. And he passed away March 1st in Hawaii. He was 88. He served as a member of the Newport Mesa Unified School District as a board member. When he began his service on the board in 1965, he concluded it in 1994, but he served on the board during a time of explosive population growth, quickly evolving educational requirements, and a rapidly changing student census. Newport Mesa Unified's boardroom is named after him. We want to remember his family at this time of loss and adjourn in his memory. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator Morlock. Senator Cannella.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to adjourn in the memory of Dolores Maria Verdin from Biola. Dolores passed away at the age of 81 last Friday at the Clovis Community Medical Center, surrounded by her loved ones. Born in the city of Fresno, Dolores was a lifelong resident of Fresno County. She moved to Kerman as a teenager to work in ranches and later married and moved to Biola to raise a family of eight boys and one girl. One of those boys was Bernie Orozco, who works for the California Cable and Telecom Association. She was active in her community, volunteering with St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Kerman and with the Mothers Club at the Biola Pershing Elementary School. Dolores was one of the hardest workers you would ever find on a ranch, boasting, and these are her words, that she could pick more cotton than any man. She taught her children to take pride in their field work, instilling a strong work ethic that has fared them well in their adult years. Dolores is survived by her husband, Ramon, seven sons, her daughter, Stephanie, who cared for her in her final years, 13 grandchildren and six great-grandchildren. Our thoughts and prayers are with the Verdon family.
Thank you, Senator Cannella. Please bring the name forward so it can be properly recognized, as well as Senator Stone and Morlock. Senator Jackson.
Thank you, Madam President, colleagues. I would like to adjourn in the memory of a true icon to women, to the bar, and to me as a young attorney, a young female attorney in a period of time when there were very few, and certainly very few women on the bench. This is a former Justice Shirley Hofstetler, who passed away last week. She was the named to the Los Angeles Superior Court in 1961. She was the only woman on a court of 120 jurists at that time. She then moved on to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and then to the United States Department of Education, where she was its first secretary. She also was distinguished by being the first woman on the Federal Court of Appeal during her time frame. She was selected by then President Johnson in 1968 to serve as the first, or the only, I should say, not the first, but the only female federal appellate judge in the nation at that time. She was an extraordinary role model for many of us, women who were among the first wave of women to become attorneys and to practice, and was a leader when it came to selecting women to serve on the court. She was an extraordinary jurist, a woman of great elegance and dignity, and in fact was known in particular for a dissent that she wrote in an appellate court arguing that public schools erred in not providing special language services for non-English speakers in a case involving immigrant students in San Francisco. Later, the Supreme Court swung her way, overturning that then majority decision in Lau versus Nichols in 1974. She also was among the founders of the Stanford Law Review. She went to law school. That was where she met her husband, Seth Hofstetler, who she leaves at this time, along with a family of a son, Stephen, and three grandchildren. She also leaves a legacy for women of my years and others. She was an icon and a true trailblazer, a woman of great distinction, and it is with great sadness but deep respect that I ask we adjourn in her memory today.
Thank you, Senator Jackson. Please give condolences to the family from the Senate. Members, we're going to move back to privileges of the floor. Senator Hall at Senator Monning's desk. For what purpose do you rise?
Yes, for introductions, Madam President.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I'm honored to introduce some of our best and brightest educators in Los Angeles. We have two of our dynamic principals and another individual working with the Los Angeles Unified School District. We have Dr. Charles Smith, who is the principal of a K-12 institution of higher learning, if you will, the New Open World Academy from Los Angeles Unified School District. We also have Dr. Jose Rodriguez, who is the principal of Gates Street School. And we also have with them, Mr. Maxey, who is a field director. And I would like to say that one of these schools is in the Honorable Pro Tem's district. I'm honored that you'd allow me, both of them, my apologies, sir. Both of them are in the Pro Tem's district, and thank you for allowing me to be able to introduce them, Mr. Pro Tem. Please give them a round of applause.
Thank you, Senator
Best
Hall.
Administrators of LA Unified School District.
Welcome, gentlemen. All right, members, we will return to motions and resolutions. Seeing no mics up, if there is no other business, Senator De Leon, the desk is clear. Senator Monning? Senator Monning?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. We will stand in recess. We will reconvene here 9 a.m. on Thursday morning. We've got a busy week of committee hearings. Let's work hard. See everyone back here Thursday at 9 a.m. Thank you.
Senator Hale, for what purpose do you rise?
For purposes of announcements.
Please proceed.
The Business Professions and Economic Development Committee will resume our hearing at 3 o'clock in 3191. Thank you.
That's you are quite welcome. All right, members, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Have a great afternoon.